from the internet, to your ears. This is RFD.
Alert, alert, alert. Wake up! Wake up! Do you understand what's happening out there?
I don't know about you, but I want to party. I want to rock the house. I want to take care of business, if you know what I mean, and I hope you do. So buckle your belts, grab your hats, zip your pants, and hoist your bats. We got some rocking to do tonight.
Welcome to the Stephen Roy Podcast. I am he. Yes, that is who I am. I am Stephen Roy. The most infamous podcaster worldwide. Yeah. It is the 24th of May, the year of our Lord, 2025. I've had people over the years ask, how many people listen to your podcast? I have no idea. There is no counter. Remember MySpace? That was like the first social networking. Social media. There you go. That was the first social media site that I remember. And it had a counter on it. Oh, it's got a counter. I'm going to click refresh 50 times to make it sure. Make it look like I got people that are on the counter. And then I got my first website, techstuff.com. That's T-E-C-K-S-T-U-F-F. T-E-C-K-S-T-U-F-F. Techstuff.com. And I had MySpace just go to the website. That was my website. And I've had a couple people host it. First one hosted. Thank you. I appreciate that. Couldn't host anymore. Another guy hosted it. And then all of a sudden, one day, it was rerouted from his server to porn. I S you not, porn. And needless to say, I had to take it down. Then I started on Bookface. I think it was about 2007 I started on Bookface. Apparently, I started my Twitter in 2009. Didn't do nothing with it. Until Elon started the process of buying the Twitter. And that was perfect timing because Bookface was worthless. I was in Bookface jail all the time. So that's when I started really getting active on the X. Now X was down this morning, still not working right. So may not make much use of the X today, and that's okay. But as of right now, I got 7,444 followers. That's awesome. Thank you for following me. If you haven't, you can at Stephen Roy Radio. I discovered early in radio when I did public access. Public access was my first foyer. Is that how you say it? My first adventure into broadcasting was public access TV. Started with one studio. Then another. I had 30 different cable systems that were broadcasting the show at one point. Mailing tapes literally all over the country. Then when I moved to Bend, Oregon, they promised to let me use their studio. And then I get there, oh no, you can't use the studio. Okay, so I had to buy my own stuff, started doing it from home. Just got to be too much. Just too much. That's when I found the Wookiee Satellite Radio Network and Radio Free Dish Nuts. And so, ultimately, I stopped doing the TV show and focused only on radio. So, it was on satellite and internet radio. And then, that was like early 2002, if memory serves. And then, like 2012, I started podcasting. And the reason for that is because I'm on call 24/7, still on call, almost 24/7. Not on call this weekend, thank God. But then I'll be on call for like the next month. It is no secret I'm looking for a job full-time in broadcasting. I have been approached by small markets and a couple big markets have asked for my reel. Yeah. Send me your reel. You know what that is? That's in television when they want to see like a few minutes of your video. They'll watch it for 30 seconds and then decide if they want you or not. So I didn't do it. I said, well, I'm not submitting that. If you can't go to my Rumble and watch what I look like, then I don't want to do business with you. I'm not going to go to work for your station. And then I had a San Antonio radio station ask for my MP3. And I said, well, I can send that to you this afternoon when I get home. Or you can go listen to my podcast. Click on my Rumble video on my X at Stephen Roy Radio. Never heard from them again. And that's fine. They probably wouldn't have paid S. I'm not going to work for S. I have a good job. At the end of this year, I will have been at my day job for 20 years. Why am I going to throw that away to make nothing? I learned my lesson when I worked full-time in radio. I learned my lesson. I went from making like $60,000 a year to $24,000. Starved in Southeast Alaska. Then I went to Mammoth Lakes, California. Made more money, but the operator had no idea what they were doing. The owners were never there. They were bazillionaires, didn't have to be there. They had a ranch in Montana. And they would come like during the summer for a couple weeks before they went back to the ranch. Or they would come for like a month in the coldness of the winter to escape Montana. And they were nice people, but they left in charge an alcoholic woman that did not know what she was doing. Then I went to work for a Christian radio station, which sounded awesome. I get there, and they didn't want me for my broadcasting ability. They wanted me for my engineering skills. So I spent 99% of my time on the road fixing stuff and 1% voice tracking nights. I'm not doing that again either. I don't mind doing engineering work. Look, there's nothing I can't do in radio. Nothing. The only thing I won't do is sales. And it's not the selling part that bothers me. I'm not working on commission. That's what I did at my first radio station in Alaska. And we doubled the revenue of that station. I know I can help a radio station big time, especially in a small market. But I'm not going to work for, you know, a third of what I make now. I'm just not going to do it. Why? Why would I do that? Not going to starve again in a small market. Pay me a good wage to work in a small market, and we will dominate the region. So, anyway, just want to let you know what was going on. And I know major networks have checked me out. Thank you. I appreciate that. But if you really want me, you're going to have to... I mean, I've got several requirements. You're going to have to pay me a good wage. I'm going to have a long-term contract. You're going to have to pay for my moving expenses. You're going to have to pay for temporary housing. And you're going to have to fly me there if it's long distance. I'll drive anywhere in Texas or say Oklahoma or even New Mexico. I'm not going to New Mexico. My preference would be Texas, Florida, Nevada, or maybe even Tennessee. I'd go to Nashville. There's no state income tax in Tennessee. I'm not going back to California unless they paid me a really good wage. I applied for a radio station in Sacramento. I guess they didn't want me when they blocked me from their ex. I was just tweeting like a dozen times a day at them. I mean, it was good information, right? I tweeted at a radio station in Reno and at one in Sacramento about a fire that was burning in Mono County near Mono Lake. That's something important. That's why I tweeted at them. They closed down 395. Now, anybody that is experienced and lived in the Eastern Sierra like I did, 395 is an important route in the Eastern Sierra. It goes from, you know, Reno, Carson City, all the way to Mammoth Lakes, and then another 50 miles to Bishop, and then continues south all the way to Ridgecrest. Well, if that highway is clear, if it's blocked, your choice is to go south through Ridgecrest. There is no other way to go. You have to go all the way south to Ridgecrest, then east, then west. I hate when people say, excuse me. then west through Bakersfield on Highway 58, and then north or south on like 99 or Interstate 5. Now, if you can get farther north, you can go through Yosemite to get to All Points North. But I'm not sure exactly where the fire was. I think one of my followers said Tioga Pass. I'm thinking, so I think she's saying Tioga Pass is the way to Yosemite. That would make sense. Because I think Topaz is where, that's like the first town in Nevada. There's a casino there overlooking Topaz Lake. I believe that's what it's called. It's a beautiful, beautiful lake. And that's in the eastern Sierra Nevada. Anyway, so as you could tell, I've literally lived all over the planet. And so I have 1,000 stories. You've heard some of them here. As I like to say, I've got a cranium full of useless trivia. Thousands of stories. I surprise Dee because she thinks she's heard it all, and then I come up with a new one. All right, let's go do that. Let's go do the Rumble since I've already been ranting for 11 minutes. I'm going to do a 2-hour podcast today. I haven't the last couple weeks. It has been crazy here. Last week I was on call, so I got called out, so I spent 4 or 5 hours working. That's why I only did an hour podcast that week. Then Mother's Day weekend, I busted my A doing stuff around the house. By the time I did the show, I was exhausted. I was exhausted. Getting ready for family came Mother's Day, and we had a great time, had a wonderful time. The weather was good. It's going to be hotter today. It was like 98 Fahrenheit for my listeners all over the world that don't use Fahrenheit. I don't know why they use Celsius in Great Britain, because in Ukayistan, they use inches and miles and all that. So, but they use Celsius. I don't know. I call it Ukayistan because their mass immigration is destroying Great Britain and Ireland. I always say, make Ireland a stand Ireland again. Make UK a stand Great Britain again. You got Europa stand. You got Germanistan, where there was a mass stabbing yesterday. That's been like 2 in the last week or 2. Can you say illegal aliens, Germanistan? Yeah. How's that working out for you now? All right. Let's do the Rumble, and then I'll stop the ranting. Take a little swig. I got some grape soda. It's good. It's the one plain label I do buy locally. Oh, I know it has aspartame. I'll probably get cancer. But we'll see. This is 10 calories in a liter. That's pretty good. All right, let's take these headphones off. It's getting warm in here already, and this studio is air conditioned. I have a fan I can run when I'm not doing the Rumble. Reverse video. I don't want photo. I don't want slow-mo either. That would be funny, wouldn't it? In slow-mo. All right. Let me fix my chair here. Bang the table. Turn around my koala. I noticed it was backwards. Here we go. Welcome to the Rumble for May 24th, the year of our Lord, 2025. I am your host, Stephen Roy. It's great to be back with you here. You know, I have broadcasters from all over the United States looking at me. As you can see, I have a great face for radio. I can't help it. I just think that's so funny. This morning, the tweeter is wigging, so I don't know how much of the tweeter I'll be able to bring to you. But if you want to join me on my X, I'm at Stephen Roy Radio, at Stephen Roy Radio. You know, it's funny, when you do this as a hobby, as you could tell by my beautiful attire, it's fun. It's fun when you just do this for fun. Not quite as much as fun when you do it for a living. I'm going to have to work for a broadcaster that just lets me let it all hang out. I applied for a job in Southwest Florida, They filled that job a few months ago, and now they're looking again. Huh. Maybe you should hire somebody that's not afraid to say what they feel, and listeners will love with my thousands of items of useless trivia and stories from literally living all over our great nation. Maybe if you hire me and pay me a good wage, I'll sign a long-term contract. And with a long-term contract, I'm not going anywhere. I'll work for you until I retire, which is probably 10 years. I'm 58 years old. I could work easily another 10 years, especially if it's something I really want to do, like broadcasting. Why am I looking to leave? I've been in my job as a telecommunications engineer for almost 20 years. Been doing it for over 30 years. And during that time, I've been broadcasting. I have been broadcasting since 1999. Been podcasting since 2012. I certainly have the experience to join your station. So if you want someone that will take over your market, if it's a rated market, we'll take it over. If you're in a small market, well, we'll dominate the entire region. I'm not being cocky. I'm just telling you I know how to run a station. I know how to create a show that listeners, that viewers will love. And as you can see, I have a great face for radio. I'll go off some of the things I remember that I posted this morning and didn't make it to the X because it wasn't working. It's back working now, but it's still not right. Either that or Elon has put me in X jail, one or the other. This morning, French Laundry Gabby. Now, French Laundry Gabby has destroyed the wonderful state of my amazing childhood. The beautiful state. This is what I always say. French Laundry Gabby has destroyed the beautiful state of my wonderful childhood. I had a wonderful childhood growing up in the suburbs of L.A. Wonderful. It's not so wonderful now. Not in the San Gabriel Valley. And it's really not wonderful in L.A. where there's more homeless than citizens. Look at San Francisco, how that's been destroyed. The shifty pencil neck goes into a convenience store or something in San Francisco, and the clerk there says, "Hey, thanks a lot, Democrats, for effing up this city. Thanks a lot, appreciate it." And it's the truth. When you have more rights for illegal aliens, drug addicts, than you do citizens, well, you got a major problem. When zombies are walking around, they're like dead, like the Walking Dead, just standing up. And I feel sorry for them. Majority of the people that I've encountered in West Texas, I'd say all the homeless people that I've talked to in West Texas had mental issues, and they can't get help. Now, the mental health system is non-existent. If someone has mental issues, you know what happens? They usually end up being incarcerated, right? And they still don't get the help that they need. They might get three hots and a cot, but they're not getting help for their mental health issues. So what do? They turn to substance abuse. They turn to meth, right? That's what happens. In the case of these four people I talked to in West Texas, yeah, they were all tweakers. They were all tweakers. Very nice to me, but they were tweakers. And I do feel sorry for them. I have compassion for people. It's hard for me to feel sorry for people who won't help themselves, but I do get that it is an addiction. I've never messed with that stuff. But from what recovering meth addicts have told me, once they have it, they're looking for that same high again, and they never find it. So, what are you gonna do? Then there's alcoholism. Alcohol is usually, alcoholics, it's a disease. There's no doubt about it. And once you got it, you will never lose it. You'll be a recovering alcoholic for the rest of your life. I've seen how it has affected my family. But answer me this. Why is it totally okay for you to go home every night and get drunk? But if you have one hit from one doobie, you're a criminal. Explain that to me. Well, because marijuana is evil. Really? So, let me tell you why marijuana is illegal. Because of the alcohol and pharmaceutical lobby. Here in Texas, authored by Dan Patrick, who is financed by the alcohol lobby, has banned all THC products in Texas. Now, it hasn't passed the House yet. It's going to have to pass the House before it goes to Greg Abbott's desk, Governor Greg Abbott's desk. But let me tell you something there, Dan. If I can smoke a doobie and not even need pharmaceutical drugs, for example, for chronic pain, I've known people that cut their opiate use in half. They had chronic pain. The medical establishment is not going to fix their back or whatever. And they don't want to be on these drugs for the rest of their life. I talked to a guy at a CBD store, because, and I bought CBD for sleeping. I don't have the problem that I used to, but I had a problem staying asleep. I could go to sleep, but once I woke up, that's it. I couldn't go back to sleep. So I had CBD gummies. Now, these CBD gummies are laboratory tested. Every batch is laboratory tested. It's less than 0.3% THC. It's so low, it will not appear on a drug test, right? Well, Dan Patrick wants that banned in the state of Texas. 8,000 jobs will disappear. Not jobs. 8,000 businesses will disappear. Let's just say there's two people in every one of those businesses. That's 16,000 jobs gone. Thank you, Dan Patrick. Why? Because the people that finance his campaigns to stay in power are a huge alcohol lobby. That's why they're banning it in the state of Texas. There's also hemp products. Well, if there's like 0.0000001% of THC, hemp products will be illegal. What have I told you before on this show? Hemp is the strongest natural fiber. The strongest natural fiber. The only reason why it was banned is because of synthetic fiber companies like DuPont. They want you to buy nylon or Dacron. They want nylon fibers purchased. They do not want you to use hemp for rope, for example, for clothing, for so many things. It's stronger and natural. No. They want you to wear synthetic fibers made in China instead of cotton grown here in West Texas. Texas is the number one producing state of cotton in the United States of America. It's exported all over the world. And so that China shirt you might be wearing probably comes from cotton that comes from Texas. It's number one agricultural product in West Texas, I can tell you. Number two is cattle. Ask yourself, why would these idiots like Billy Gates want you to eat meat that has been raised in a laboratory derived from cancer cells? Why would he want you to eat that instead of beef? There's only one reason. Catching! He wants to make money. Not because it's better for your health. The number one source of iron used to be published by the American Red Cross. The number one source of iron is beef. And we make the best beef in the United States here in West Texas. And you know how I know? Not only because my brother-in-law has purchased beef from a local ranch, and it is nummy, but I have literally lived all over our great nation, and the Texas beef is the best. The only thing close is Southwest Kansas. I lived in Southwest Kansas twice. Didn't get better the second time. But let me tell you something. I had some nummy beef from Southwest Kansas. So back to Skankafornia, where thank God I escaped. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God I escaped in 2017. It'll be 8 years, June 1st, that I re-entered the United States north of Muleshoe. So French Laundry Gabby has got his panties in a wad because the EV mandate by Skankafornia has been overturned. And French Laundry Gabby has his panties in a wad. Do you really think French Laundry Gabby travels in an EV? No, he does not. He has a gas-guzzling SUV or limousine. That's what he goes around in. Well, what do you think the last time was he drove himself? I guarantee you he's got a chauffeur. I mean, this is what amazes me. These hypocrites like Lurch Carey, you know,
Or how about the communist Bernard Sanders? There's a perfect example. I'm not gonna fly coach. I'm too good for that. I mean, come on. Do you actually expect me to believe that the leftist idiot child AOC or the communist Bernard Sanders are going to fly coach? You really think they're going to drive around on an EV? No. How is it that political hacks like these leftists, how is it that they become multimillionaires on $174,000 a year salary? Would you explain that to me? How do you go to D.C. and you're supposed to be penniless, and then in a year or two, you're a multimillionaire? How does that happen? Well, we know from Doge how that happens. It's absolute corruption. If the leftist idiot child and the communist Bernard Sanders can, you know, sit on some no-show job committee making hundreds of thousands of dollars, or worse, the communist Bernard Sanders has a ghostwriter write some POS book, and then it sells a few thousand copies, and he gets an advance of, you know, $10, $20 million. I mean, it's all a scam. It's all a scam. Do you think he actually wrote his own book? No, he did not. Now, I'd love to have a ghostwriter. I could write a book about my life that could be made into a movie. I mean, I used to be ashamed of my past. I used to be ashamed of all the failures that I had. I'm not anymore. You know, like Secretary Pete Hegseth, I apologize to God. I confessed of all the bad things I've done in my life. And you know what? I don't have any more shame because I am redeemed. Yes, I am redeemed by Jesus Christ. And I am at peace. I have never experienced the joy and peace that I have now. And you know, Dee is actually an absolutely wonderful woman. I prayed and prayed and prayed for God to send me someone in my life. And let me tell you something. I'm 58 years old. I've lived all over this nation. I've had several failed relationships. Always looking for a better job, better place to live, better relationship. And you know what? None of them ever made me happy. You know why? Because God was not a part of it. And why do you think that athletes and celebrities go bankrupt? They go bankrupt because they're the only excitement they get in their life is from buying crap, right? But that doesn't last. It doesn't last. You can buy all the crap you want, all the fancy stuff you want. The reason 90% of lottery winners go bankrupt is because buying stuff doesn't make them happy. So the only way you can have true joy and peace is from God. Now, it took me over 50 years to figure that one out. So you can long before that. You don't have to wait until you live most of your life. I mean, I obviously my life's over half over. You think I'm going to live to be 100? I don't. By the grace of God go I. I am happy now. And, you know, by the grace of God, he's done so many wonderful things in my life. So, you know what I said to French Laundry Gabby? I said, first of all, thank you for destroying the once beautiful state of my wonderful childhood. You know, I'd like to have a Cybertruck. I think that'd be awesome. I'd love to have a Cybertruck. I'd get one that's four-wheel drive that has all the extras, about $100,000. Maybe if I win the Powerball tonight, by the grace of God, if that's God's will, I would buy one. However, it would stay here near where we live in West Texas. Do you really think I would take my Cybertruck if I was going to, say, Port Aransas or Galveston or even Ruidoso, New Mexico? Do you think I would take the Cybertruck? No, I would not. I would take our Expedition. That's what I would take. Would take something. And that's the reason why we bought it. When I met Dee, she had a Nissan Murano. Great little car, but just too small. I'm 6 feet tall. As you can see, I'm not a midget. I'm a big, pretty big guy. Dee is tall and a beautiful, beautiful woman. And, you know, it's just too small for us. And it wasn't just getting in and out of the car that was difficult. It was the fact there wasn't a whole lot of storage for stuff when we're traveling. Because when we're traveling, when you travel, you're going to have a suitcase, you're going to have all your toiletries, And that means we would have to put the back seats down just to have suitcases, right? So the Expedition has so much room. We don't even have to. Now, the back seat, we always leave down. It has three seats. You know, it seats eight people because there's two buckets in the front and then two benches in the back. So the back, very back bench, we leave down. Wouldn't be as much storage if that was up. But we could easily haul eight people comfortably. And if you were talking about illegal aliens, that would be like 25 people. Just kidding. It's really not funny. It's really not funny. I posted a video on the X at Stephen Roy Radio from Tom Homan. And he described what it was like to see all the people dead in that semi outside of San Antonio. You remember that? You remember that? When the drug traffickers, when the human traffickers abandoned the truck on the side of the road, the driver ran because they were pulled over. And guess what? There was, what, 19 people dead? Many people just clinging to life. There was one little boy, the survivors described one little boy who begged his father not to let him die. And he died, and his father was found on top of the boy, I guess because he was trying to help him, and then he died. This is blood on the hands of leftist idiots and rhinos that did nothing to stop the illegal alien invasion. Hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens died making that trek. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of American died. They were poisoned by fentanyl alone. Can you imagine? On your watch? And now the controversy is that the demented one, Bribin, had everything declared by Autopin. He probably didn't make one decision as President of the United States, and we all know now that he was installed like a commode. I've been saying that since before his inauguration. I called it his immaculation. When he was doing the basement bribing campaign, there is no way he beat President Trump. No way. You remember the graph? You don't gain 8 million votes in the middle of the night unless there's corrupt fraudulence. That's exactly what happened. It is still happening today. The only reason President Trump won in 2024, it was because it was too big to rig. Americans like me went to the polls and voted for President Trump. He got majority of the Hispanic vote, the black vote, the certainly every Republican vote. Many, many Democrats voted for him. All libertarians voted for him. And why? Because they wanted to stop the destruction of the United States of America. All right, let's see if we can get to the X now. So this, in fact, I don't follow you. I will follow you. PM Diet says, the northern flank of 395 is still closed due to down power lines and poles. So thank you, PM Diet, for reporting that. I just followed you. So let's see if I can get to my X. Looks like it's working now. Click on my profile. 7,446 followers. Thank you for following me at Stephen Roy Radio. Victims fight for life after mass stabbing at German railroad station. Yeah. Bye-bye, Germanistan. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Posts are starting to show up that I posted a long time ago. In the UK, a child kidnapper has been given bail. Bail. I mean, you kidnap a child and then you're not even held in jail until your trial. He's on bail and he goes to court on June 18th. You really think he's going to go? No, he's going to disappear. Bye-bye, UKistan. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, UKistan. I'm not that guy that usually posts food pictures, but look at this. This is a scramble. I sauteed onions, then added scrambled eggs, right? Added eggs, a sausage, and then I melted cheese on top. Now, I normally mix in the cheese because that's the way D likes it, but D got called into work this morning. So I melted the cheese on top, and this is bacon. I made 10 strips of bacon in the air fryer. It's kind of a thick bacon, super good in the air fryer because it's not greasy. Speaking of D, she just texted me. She got called into work. So I'm telling her I'm recording the Rumble. Sorry that she's stuck at work. That sucks. And I know how she feels because that was me last Saturday. So I'm not on call this weekend, but I will be for like the next month unless God sends me a new job. Oh my gosh. I don't know if I'm going to be able to play this for you, but it is hilarious. Nah, probably not. It's Jim Brewer hilariously imitates people who got the jab. Oh my gosh, it's funny. You're going to have to check it out on my ex at Stephen Roy Radio. At Stephen Roy Radio. Now, this gentleman is Kerry Mullis, the inventor of the PCR test. The test used to declare a controlavirus Wuhan flu plandemic. And this is Dr. Fauci's most notable critic. Guess what? He coincidentally, just a coinky dink that he died 4 months before the controlavirus plandemic. They clearly shut him up before they released the bioweapon because he would have exposed it. You know, the first time that I said this was before the 2012 election. 2012 fraud election. Of course, Mittens Romney blew that one. Just like John McShane, the canary of the Hanoi Hilton, did that in 2008. I can't say Barack Hussein Obama. I can't say that. I can't say that he was born in Kenya. That's McShane, who blew the 2008 election. And then in 2012, Mittens Romney absolutely annihilated Mal Obama in the first debate. And then the establishment probably told him, you can't do that. You can't do that. Just like that. And then he blew the 2012 election. And after that fraud election, I became a libertarian. In California, I was a registered libertarian. Now, here in Texas, you don't have to register for a specific party. During the primary, you have to choose Democrat or Republican in the primary. So I choose Republican every time I vote now. That's how disgusted I was with the Republican Party in 2012. And then in 2016, I had to vote for libertarians. For a libertarian in the primary, I couldn't vote for President Trump. I kind of stayed out of the whole primary battle. And then I supported President Trump in the 2016 election. And let me tell you something. I lost a lot of Bookface friends then because they were mad because they wanted Ted Cruz to be nominated. I get it. Ted Cruz is a very patriotic, great American. I like Senator Ted Cruz. Could he do more? Absolutely, he could do more. But at least he stands by what he believes, unlike Cornhole Cornyn, who votes for the Democrats every chance he gets. So Cornhole Cornyn needs to go. That's the other United States Senator in Texas, Cornhole Cornyn. Senator Cruz needs to stay. Cornhole Cornyn needs to go. Yes, he needs to go. The United States gets 75 to 80% of the world's tornadoes. Why do you think that is?
Well, it's obviously global warming, David.
Really? How long do you think that hurricanes and tornadoes have been hitting the United States? Long before there was a United States. Yes. I think it was the year 1900 when the it was around 1900 when the it was early 1900s when the hurricane hit Galveston. There was no forewarning. They did not evacuate. Over 1,000 people died because they didn't have the warning systems that we do today. Now, if you go to Galveston, if you go to Galveston or Port Aransas, you'll see a lot of houses that are on stilts, and that's so they can survive a hurricane when there's a storm surge, and they don't want, you know. I think Alonzo Bowden said it best. He said, you know, hey, you want to see my beachfront property? Whoosh! I don't see it. Where is it? You know, the only houses that survived the Malibu arson, I mean, come on. There is no way that three fires at the exact same moment started in L.A. No. Three fires do not start at the exact same moment in L.A. And they did, because satellite surveillance proved all three fires were set at the exact same moment. Malibu, Altadena, and Pacific Palisades. The fires were started near where there was heavy brush, so it would take off. And they were started when there was heavy wind. Do you think it's a coinkydink that the LA Fire Department was defunded? Do you think it's a coinkydink that largemouth bass was in Africa for some inauguration? It's not a coinkydink. It's intentional. Do you think it's a coinkydink that a reservoir that would have been able to put out fires in Pacific Palisades was gone? Was empty? Do you think that was a coinkydink?
Well, it was empty for maintenance reasons.
Well, then do it in the winter. You know, you don't do it during fire season, you idiots. Wow. So it was deliberate. So let's talk about tornadoes. And American and Proud posted this. I don't know if I follow him. Yes, I do. And he follows me. Yes, this statement is true. The United States experiences about 75 to 80% of the world's tornadoes are in the United States, primarily due to its unique geography. The central reason is called Tornado Alley. It has flat terrain, warm, moist air from the Gulf of Mexico, cold, dry air from the Colorado Rockies, and jet stream dynamics that create ideal conditions for tornado formation. Other regions like Canada, Australia, and parts of Europe and Asia also see tornadoes, but far less frequently. Yes. There are tornadoes in West Texas. Now, we've been lucky in Lubbock. The last big one that hit Lubbock was 1970. The largest building in Lubbock is the Metro Tower. If you go down the brick street of Broadway in Lubbock, go to the Metro Tower, stand at the southwest corner, and look up. You will see that the building is slightly twisted. That's because it's a steel-framed building, steel-framed, and it was actually slightly bent. Now, I wouldn't want to live there in a bent tower. It's 20 stories tall. That's the tallest building in Lubbock. I know because I've worked there many, many times. So, people died in the 1970 tornado. Yes, they did. And that which is a terrible thing because it just destroyed. I mean, it's like someone took a D9 tractor and went all the way through Lubbock. Now, we're lucky that in Lubbock, the tornadoes typically, big storms typically go around Lubbock like this. They go around Lubbock like this because Lubbock is on the Llano Estacado, the cap rock. It's higher in elevation than neighboring towns, and that's why storms generally avoid this area. Now, we still get storms. I would like to see a tornado, but I don't want to be in it. All right, that's going to do it for me today on the Rumble. I rumbled my way through it, mostly without the X. You can join me there at Stephen Roy Radio. Thank you to everyone who makes the podcast possible on Radio Free Dish Nuts. Thank you to everyone who makes the podcast server possible. And thank you for watching on the Rumble. You have a great day, a great evening, and a great week. Yes, now you have to. That's it for the Rumble. I'll turn off all the lights off and upload the Rumble to the Rumble server.
If you want to watch my ugly mug, you can by going to my ex at Stephen Roy Radio. The Rumble is pinned at the top. Until then, let's play some good music for you. We got to start with Victory Bells by the Josh Abbott Band, because the Texas Tech Lady Raider softball team defeated Florida State University, and they're going to the Softball World Series. They call it the Women's College World Series. For the first time ever, that's the first time they've ever been to a super regional, and they won. And man, it was amazing to watch, a nail biter in that last game. You got to hand it to Florida State for playing their A's off. Both games were close. There was no blowout. They beat them Friday, and that was close. It was even closer on Saturday. So let's play Victory Bells for them here on the Stephen Roy Podcast.
From the internet to your ears, this is RFD.
Of hope through every door, new routines pave the way for roads to be explored, and the victory bells ring. For honor evermore, we bow to our friends. Long live the Matador.
Oh my God, RFD.
Afraid that I might see those 5 extra pounds she talks about. Man, I don't know what she's talking about. She looks through magazines with every page she dreams of looking like somebody else. I wish she wasn't so hard on herself. And then she falls asleep with just my t-shirt on. But even when her hair's messed up and her makeup's gone, you can't hide beautiful, you can't hide wonderful. There's nothing that she has to do, it just comes natural. She makes it look easy. I love what she does to me. No way to disguise the way that she shines. You can't hide. Take a simple dress, put it on and turn some heads. Man, every time she moves, she gets me. She doesn't even know she's sexy. And the way she thinks sometimes out of nowhere blows my mind. She makes me laugh and makes me dream. I love the way she looks at things. A little piece of heaven God gave to this world. She might think she's just an ordinary girl, but you can't hide beautiful, you can't hide wonderful. There's nothing that she has to do, it just comes natural. She makes it look easy. I love what she does to me. No way to disguise the way that she shines. You can't.
Just don't know how you could be anything but beautiful. Think that I'm made for you, and you were made for me. And I know that I will never change. We've been rain or shine for such a long, long time. Laughing eyes and smiling face, it seems so lucky just to have the right
telling you with all my might, you're beautiful tonight. And I know that you will never stray, 'cause you've been that way from day to day for such a long, long time. And when you hold me tight, how could life be anything but beautiful? Think that I was made for you, you were made for me. And I know that I will never change. We've been friends, the rain or shine, for such a long, long time. I must say, it means so much to me to be the one who's telling you, I'm telling you that you're beautiful.
First Bible, Daddy's Don Williams vine. That first fish catching Zip Code 33. Well, that might not mean much to you, but it does to me.
So say I'm in middle of the road, not much to show. Underachieving, average Joe. But I'm a hell of a lover, a
what it does to me. Oh, it does to me. Well, man, it does to me.
Denied.
RIAA, bite me.
From the internet.
From the internet.
To your ears. This is RFD.
This sucks.
Go!
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
What are you waiting for? A graved invitation?
I ledge of allegiance of to the flag
of the United States of America,
and to the Republican for which in my hands
with puberty and nachos for all. Whack, whack.
Well, the landslide brought me down.
Le who? The her.
Don't make me smack you.
You mean illegal cable? Who told you that? What is his name? I want it. You're offering me a bribe. What you have just done is illegal. And in this state, if convicted, you could be fined up to $5,000 or spend 6 months in a correctional facility.
I'm just jerking your chin. I'll juice you up.
Hour number two of the Stephen Roy podcast. Yes, there's an hour number two today. It is the rant-free second hour. You know what that means? Yeah. That means less Stephen and more funnies, more music. Play a couple fun songs to start this second hour. We'll start with LMFAO. If you haven't heard this one, this is actually from the video. They survived a zombie apocalypse. And you know how I got a Jones for surviving apocalypses? I asked someone on the Twitter, what is my favorite TV show? It's The Walking Dead.
Everybody just have a good time. Clap. Party rock is in the house tonight. Oh. Everybody just
take that.
Girl, she on the jock, huh? Now stop when we in the spot. Booty moving weight like she on the block. With a drink, I got to know. Top jeans tattoo, cause I'm rockin' wrong. Half black, half white, diamond now. Gang of money, open up.
Yeah, I'm running through these halls like Drano. I got that devilish flow. Rock and roll, no halo. We party rock. Yeah, that's the crew that I'm reppin'. On a rise to the top, no Lennon or Zeppelin.
Hey, party rockin' in the house.
Every day I'm shuffling.
To make me throw this cash, we get money, don't be mad. Now stop, hating is bad.
One more shot for us, another round. Please fill up my cup, don't mess around. We just want to see you shaking it out. Now you home with me, you're naked now.
Get up, get down, get your hands up to the sun. Get up, get down, put your hands up to the sun.
words and need to run my mouth and call you out on this bitch. How ignorant you gotta be to believe any of this? You need a switch wrist, get pissed and go jump off a bridge. What you can't see the sarcasm in the verses I spit. What you think I just got lucky, did it work for this shit? Bitch, I've been working at this ever since I was a kid. I played a million empty shows to only family and friends. What kind of person would diss a band that deserves to get big? I'd hate to be that person when my verse comes out their kid's lips. That shit is worse as it gets. This verse is over, I quit. Sign Charlie C. I'm your girlfriend's.
Oh my God, RFD!
I'm not afraid.
Yeah. It's been a ride. I guess I had to go to that place to get to this one. Now some of you might still be in that place. If you're trying to get out, just follow me. I'll get you.
You can try and read my lyrics off of this paper before I lay them, but you won't take the sting out these words before I say them. Cause ain't no way I'm gonna let you stop me from causing mayhem. When I say I'm gonna do something, I do it. I don't give a damn what you think. I'm doing this for me. So the world feed it beans. It's gassed up. If it thinks it's stopping me, I'm gonna be what I set out to be. Without a doubt, undoubtedly. And all those who look down on me, I'm tearing down your balcony. No way fans are blessed. Don't try to ask him why or how can he. From infinite down to the last relapse album, he's still sitting. Whether he's on salary, paid hourly, until he bows out or he shits his bowels out of him. Whichever comes first, for better or worse. He's married to the game, like a fuck you for Christmas. His gift is a curse. Forget the earth, he's got the urge to pull his from the dirt and fuck the whole universe.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Just letting you know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been
okay,
down
we're playing
the same
with the and shit and cut the crap. I shouldn't have to rhyme these words in the rhythm for you to know it's a rap. You said you was king, you lied through your teeth. For that, your feelings, instead of getting crowned, you're getting capped. And to the fans, I'll never let you down again, I'm back. I promise to never go back on that promise. In fact, let's be honest, at last we laughed. CD was aired, perhaps I ran them accents into the ground. Relax, I ain't going back to that now. All I'm trying to say is get back to crack loud. Cause I ain't playing around. It's a game called circling, I don't know how. I'm way too up to back down. But I think I'm still trying to figure this crap out. Thought I had it mapped out, but I guess I didn't. This f***ing black cloud still follows me around. But it's time to exercise these demons. These motherfuckers are doing jumping jacks now.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather. Can't keep living this
way. So starting today, I'm breaking out of this cage.
Decision to get clean, I did it for me. Admittedly, I probably did it subliminally for you, so I could come back a brand new me. You helped see me through, and don't even realize what you did, cause believe me, you, I've been through the ringer, but they can do little to the middle finger. I think I got a tear in my eye, I feel like the king of my world. Haters can make like bees with no stingers and drop dead. No more beef flingers, no more drama from now on. I promise to focus solely on handling my responsibilities as a father, so I solemnly swear to always treat this group like my daughters and raise it. You couldn't lift a single on it, cause the way I feel, I'm strong enough to go to the club or the corner pub and lift the whole liquor counter up, cause I'm raising the bar. I shoot for the moon, but I'm too busy gazing at stars. I feel amazing and I'm not afraid.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand.
Whatever. I went down to the beach and saw Kiki. She was all like, and I'm like, whatever. Then this chick comes up to me and she's all like, hey, aren't you that dude? I'm like, yeah, whatever. So later, I'm at the pool hall and this girl comes up and she's all like, and I'm like, yeah, whatever. And then it's 3 a.m., I'm on the corner wearing my leather. This dude comes up and he's like, hey, punk. I'm like, yeah, whatever. Then I'm throwing dice in the alley. Officer Leroy comes up and he's like, hey, I thought I told you. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. Then up comes Zappa. I'm like, yo, Zappa, what's up? He's like, done. I'm like, that's cool. Cause this is my United States of whatever. And this is my United States of whatever.
To the beat, walking down the street in my new the freak, yeah. This is how I roll, animal print pants out of control. It's Red Bull with the big ass bra, and like Bruce Lee, I got the clout, yeah.
Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body.
I work out.
Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body.
I work out. When I walk in the spot, yeah, this is what I see. Everybody stops and is staring at me. I got passion in my pants and I ain't afraid to show it, show it, show it, show it.
I'm sexy and I know it. I'm sexy and I know it.
Yeah, when I'm at the mall, security just can't buy them all. And when I'm at the beach, I'm in a speedo trying to tan my cheeks. But this is how I roll, come on ladies, it's time to go. We headed to the bar, baby, don't be nervous. No shoes, no shirt, and I still get service, watch.
Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body.
I work out.
Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body.
I work out. When I walk in the spot, yeah, this is what I see. Everybody stops and is staring at me. I got passion in my pants and I ain't afraid to show it, show it, show it, show it.
I'm sexy and I know it.
Aye.
I'm sexy and I know it.
Check it out. Check it out. Wiggle, 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 yeah. Wiggle, 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 yeah. Wiggle, 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 yeah. Wiggle, 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 yeah, yeah. Do the wiggle, man. I do the wiggle, man. Yeah. I'm sexy and I know it.
LMFAO on the Stephen Roy podcast. Isn't that fun? Can you tell I'm playing fun music today? I am, yeah. That was really fun. Sorry, you can hear the wind in the background. That's from the fan. It's a blowing. See if I put my hand up here. It stops the wind. That's okay. It's 90 degrees outside. It's much nicer in the studio than it is outside. Had to go out and take a picture. We had one of our patio chairs broken, and if you knew how much they were, I would get it fixed under warranty, and they better fix it, or we'd be going elsewhere. That's for sure. So, as we close out my, you know, as we close out me, I'm going to let you go for almost 35 more minutes of fun, and I hope you have a great day. Hope you have a good Memorial weekend. I'm not going to say happy Memorial Day. It's not happy losing a few hundred thousand Americans, hundreds of thousands of Americans in wars. And that's why we're free. And don't let the leftist idiots tell you otherwise. So God bless families whose loved ones have sacrificed, have made the ultimate sacrifice so that we're free. And thank you if you serve the United States of America like I did. Thank you for your service. Like Stephanie, served in the Army, I know. So God bless you all. Have a great day. Have a great weekend. Have a great week. Yes, now you have to. So my advice to you is to lose yourself. Enjoy life. Don't take it for granted. It is short. Make the most of it while you're here. By the grace of God, go I.
Shot, one opportunity to seize everything you ever wanted in one moment. Did you capture it? Just let it slip. Yo.
His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti, he's nervous, but on the surface he looks calm and ready to drop bombs. But he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down. The whole crowd goes so loud, he opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's choking how? Everybody's choking now. The clock's run out, time's up, over, plow. Snap back to reality, oh, there goes gravity. Oh, there goes rabbit, he choked. He's so mad, but he won't give up. He won't have it, he knows. His whole back to these ropes, it don't matter, he's dope. He knows that, but he's broke. He's so stagnant, he knows. When he goes back to this mobile home, that's when it's back to the lab again, yo. This old rhapsody, better go capture this moment and hope it don't do it. Lose his health in the music, the moment you own it. You better never let it go. You only get one shot, do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime. You better lose his health in the music, the moment you own it. Shot, do not miss. the taking. Make me king as we move toward a new world order. A normal life is boring, but superstardom's close to postmortem. It only grows harder, homie grows hotter. He blows, it's all over, these hoes is all on him. Coast to coast shows, he's known as the Globetrotter. Lonely roads, God only knows he's grown farther from home, he's no father. He goes home and barely knows his own daughter. But hold your nose, cause here goes the cold water. These hoes don't want him no more, he's cold product. They moved on to the next mo who flows, he knows dove and sold nada. So the soap opera is told, it unfolds, I suppose it's old partner. But the beat goes on, da 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 da. Change what you call rage. Tear this man roof off like two dogs' cage. I was playing in the beginning, the mood all changed. I've been chewed up and spit out and booed off stage. But I kept priming and stepped right in the next cipher. Best believe somebody's paying the Pied Piper. All the pain inside amplified by the fact that I can't get by with my 9 to 5. And I can't provide the right type of life for my family. Cause man, these goddamn food stamps don't buy diapers. And it's no movie, there's no Mackay Pfeiffer. This is my life and these times are so hard. And it's getting even harder trying to feed and water my seed. Plus, see the thought I caught up between being a father and a prima donna. Baby mama drama screaming on her too much for me to want to stay in one spot. Another damn monotony's gotten me to the point I'm like a snail. I've got to formulate a plot or end up in jail or shot. Success is my only good option, failure's not. Mama love you, but this trail has got to go. I cannot grow old in Salem's lot. So here I go, it's my shot, feet fail me not. This may be the only opportunity that I got. You better lose yourself in the music, the moment you own it. You better never let it go. You only get one shot, do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime. You better lose yourself in the music, the moment you own it. You better never let it go. You only get one shot, do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime. You better.
from the teachers and the preachers trying to raise them right. From the third shift hustle to the 9 to 5. To the single mom trying to feed her kids. To the bartender tending on making tips. We're all one people at the end of the day. No matter where we're from, we're American made.
Whoever thought you could have this much fun with a PC? This is RFD.
In the land of cotton, old times are not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland.
Sing it, fellas.
Oh, I wish I was in Dixie, away, away. In Dixieland I'll take my stand, to live and die in Dixie.
For Dixieland I was born, early Lord, one frosty morn. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Thank you. You're fantastic. Thank you very much.
I got more important things to do than spend my time. found someone else's eyes. Now, woman, get away. American woman, listen what I say.
Witness, I got the heart of 20 men. No fear, go to sleep in the lion's den.
feeling, yeah. Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah. I get a feeling that I never, 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 never had before. No, no, I get a good feeling,
like a Mardi Gras. Everybody party all day, no work, all play, okay? So we sip a little something, leave the rest to spill. Me and Charlie at the bar, running up a high bill, nothing less than ill, when we dress to kill. Every time the ladies pass, they be like, can y'all feel me? All ages and races, real sweet faces, every different nation, Spanish, Haitian, Indian, Jamaican, black, white, Cuban, or Asian. I only came for 2 days of playing, but every time I come, I always wind up staying. This the type of town I can spend a few days in. Miami, the city that keeps the roof blazing.
Party in the city where the heat is on, all night on the beach till the break of dawn.
Welcome to Miami, bienvenido a Miami.
Bouncing in the club where the heat is on, all night on the beach till the break of dawn.
I'm going to Miami. Yo, I heard the rainstorms ain't nothing to mess with, but I can't feel a drip on the strip. It's a trip. Ladies have dress full of your quip, and they be screaming out, so I'm thinking I'ma screw me something hot in this South Summer rain game melting pot. Hottest club in the city, and it's right on the beach. Temperature, get to ya, it's about to reach 500 degrees in the Caribbean seas, with the hot mommy screaming, every time I come to town, they be spotting me. In the drop Bentley, ain't no stopping me. So cash in your dough and flow to this fashion show, pound for pound anywhere you go. Yo, ain't no city in the world like this. And if you ask how I know, I got to plead the fifth.
Miami,
the city where the heat is on, all night on the beach till the break of dawn.
Welcome to Miami, bienvenido a Miami.
Dancing in the club where the heat is on, all night on the beach till the break of dawn.
I'm going to Miami. Don't get me wrong, Chi-Town got it going on, and New York is the city that we know don't sleep. And we all know that LA and Philly stay jiggy, but on the sneak, Miami bringing heat for real. Y'all don't understand, I never seen so many Dominican women with sentiment tans. Mira, this is the plan, take a walk on the beach, draw a heart in the sand. Give me your hand, damn, you look sexy. Let's go to my yacht in the West Keys, ride my jet skis, lounge under the palm trees, cause you gotta have cheese for the summer house piece on South Beach. Water so clear, you can see to the bottom, 100,000 dollar cars, everybody got them. Ain't no surprise in the club to see Sly Stallone. Miami, my second home.
Party in the city where the heat is on, all night on the beach till the break of dawn.
Welcome to Miami, bienvenido a Miami.
Bouncing in the club where the heat is on, all night on the beach till the break of dawn.
I'm going to Miami.
Welcome to Miami.
Party in the city where the heat is on, all night on the beach till the break of dawn.
Welcome to Miami. Bienvenido a Miami.
Bouncing in the club with the heat is on, all night on the beach till the break of dawn.
city where the heat is on.
If you're going out with someone new, I'm going out someone too. I won't feel sorry for me. I'm getting drunk, but I'd much rather be somewhere with you, laughing loud on a carnival ride, driving around Saturday night and make fun of me, singing my song, got a hotel room just to turn you on. Said pick me up at 3 a.m. You're fighting with your mom again, and I'd go, I'd go, I'd go somewhere with you. Yeah. I won't sit outside your house, wait for the lights to go out, call up an ex to rescue me, climb in their bed when I'd much rather sleep somewhere with you, like we did on the beach last summer when the rain came down and we took cover down in your car out by the pier. Laid me down, whispered in my ear, I hate my life, hold on to me. Oh, if you ever decide to leave, then I'll go, I'll go, I'll go. I can go out every night of the week, can't go home with anybody I meet, but it's just a temporary high, cause when I close my eyes, I'm somewhere with you. You see me out on the town, and it looks like I'm burning it down. You won't ask, and I won't say, but in my heart, I'm always somewhere with you. Laughed loud on the carnival ride, driving around Saturday night, you made fun of me, singing my song, got a hotel room just to turn you on. Said pick me up at 3 a.m., you're fighting with mom again, and I go, I go, I go. I can't